Our pregame coverage continues here from Five County Stadium, now joined by the newest member of the Shorebirds, outfielder Matthew Etzel. And Matthew, I want to start here. Your home run ball back on Tuesday, did you get that back at all?
I did not, but I went ahead and just grabbed the ball just to use it as a home run ball. I saw it not come back on the field, I don't believe, so it's probably stuck up there somewhere. Who knows?
Did you know you got that one all right away, or are you a bit surprised how far that one went?
I was a little bit surprised. I got out of the box pretty quick, and as I rounded first, I saw the right fielder look over his head, and then I slowed down and watched to see where it would hit, and it went almost up there on the pitch clock thing.
Now, you've played just two games with the Shorebirds so far at the single-A level, but overall, you know, what's this experience been like for you so far?
Oh, it's been amazing. I played in the draft league, and it was a lot similar to how minor league baseball is situated, kind of like the schedules and everything. And I had a lot of fun in the draft league and was very excited to get going again in pro ball, and it's been pretty much the same thing, and I've been having a blast.
How important is that summer ball experience? Because a lot of them are wood bats now, especially going from the college game to that, getting that experience. You know, how much do you take away from that, or what have you learned the most from those kinds of experiences?
It's definitely a lot different of a game with a metal bat or with a wood bat compared to a metal bat. A metal bat, you can hit the ball a little bit harder depending on what bat you use. You can get mishit, like you can hit a ball in the barrel that's not clean on the sweet spot and it'll still come off really hard. So going to the summer ball and getting back to swinging wood, adjusting to that, you got to be more accurate with where you're swinging, putting the barrel on the ball. And it definitely helped prepare me to start my minor league career today.
It seems like you've had quite the journey to get to this point in terms of your baseball career. Started JUCO College in Texas, played Southern Miss this last year. You mentioned playing the Cape Cod in the MLB Draft League. But overall, these last few years playing baseball at such different levels, what's that experience been like for you?
It's been awesome. So I'm a big guy on like taking just a few steps at a time, just slowly getting better and better. It's kind of like the same thing with the minor league system, going from low A, high A. I just kind of did the same thing where I went from JUCO to Southern Miss and then slowly getting into better summer leagues, going from the draft league to the Cape. And it's really just prepared me over time to, you know, slowly grow as a player and come out here and play the way I do today.
Now, you talked about it a little bit, especially playing with the draft league, but overall, from your recent college experience coming to here, what's been some of the main differences you can feel with maybe the talent you're going against each and every night?
Guys have better stuff, for sure, I would say, here. Sunbelt's a little bit different because it's not as much development-based in college, I'd say. It's kind of like you put your best nine guys out there to try and win every ball game. Here, it's a little bit different. There's a little bit more focus on player development, and honestly, I think helps me as a player to where my stats and the way I'll grow as an athlete will be better the more I play here.
We're talking with outfielder Matthew Etzel. I want to follow up on that because you've kind of put it on full display through the first two games. You had the home run back on Tuesday. You had three hits, three stolen bases last night, scored a couple of runs. But overall, how would you kind of describe your game, or what's the scouting report on yourself here through, you know, your first couple games as a professional at single A?
So I came in like as a really high contact guy, but I've been trying to just hit the ball in the air more. I hit a lot of ground balls in college, and over these last few weeks, I've been working on getting the ball in the air, and saw that last night, and hoping that will become more consistent as the season goes on.
And then sharing an outfield, I mean, with Enrique Bradfield Jr. is going to be pretty exciting. Also, guys like Tavian Josenberger, who kind of have this reputation of being terrific defenders, and to get integrated playing with them early on has to be pretty cool.
Oh, it's awesome. So, like, in the outfield, like the other day, I was playing closer to the line, because we're so fast that we can cover so much ground, so we can give each other a little bit more space to work with and cover pretty much the whole outfield. I talked to them, just basically like asked them a couple things that they're big on, and we just shared pretty much our experiences and what we do to help each other get better.
Couple more things for you. Overall, what's this last month been like for you since getting your name called as a draftee with the Orioles, signing on, coming here? How has that all gone down for you over the last month or so?
It's been super exciting. I mean, since the first day I stepped into Sarasota, We started getting to work, and it was long, hot days, but long, sweaty days, I'll tell you that. But it's been awesome. I've truly been able to see, like, my progression, everybody else's progression through the last 2 weeks there, and it's definitely exceeded all expectations.
And then finally, what was the draft day experience like for you? Kind of getting the hearing your name called, knowing you got selected by a Major League Baseball team. You know, what was that moment like for you when you heard your name?
Oh, it was incredible. I was actually still playing in the Cape, and it was about an hour before game time, and I had my phone on me. And just before we started going to warm up, my name got called, and everybody was congratulating me, and I'll never forget that moment.
Matthew, we appreciate the time. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Outfielder Matthew Utsell, take a break and come back with Lamps after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.